Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we're looking at Revelation chapter 14, verses 6 and 7, judgment in flight. Let's read those verses. And then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water." Charles Ryrie wrote that chapter 14 reads like a table of contents of the events in the remainder of the book. And we'll come back to that in these next messages. But the last time, in the last session, we saw the 144,000 in glory with Jesus Christ. Now we have this announcement of the everlasting gospel by an angel to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, to all who live on the earth. This is the last call to God's grace for a world that continuously rejects Him and openly defies Him, to all the people of earth, from the Creator of the earth and the people. It's a simple threefold message. Fear God, glorify God, and worship God. First, fear God. Live in the constant awareness that He pays attention to every word and action. That's the fear of God. That we have a constant awareness that He's paying attention to everything we do and everything that we say. Every word, every action. Second, glorify God. Which means live in such a way that people observe your words and deeds as those of a faithful servant of Jesus Christ. That they see that you're a Christian. They see that you follow Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And third, worship God. Purposely declare the worth of the Lord, both privately and corporately. Have personal time with the Lord, worshiping Him, lifting out, praising Him, and getting together with all the believers corporately and engaging the Lord in worship and praise. These are essential of the essence of a redeemed life in Christ. During the tribulation, that won't be a time for playing church. It will take a sincere change of heart. Why? Receiving the message means refusing the mark. No one will risk the beast's power just to act religious. Announcement of the everlasting gospel, it's the last call. When will it be? Well, at the end of the tribulation. Just before the judgment of the nations, the separating of the sheep and the goats. Matthew chapter 25, go there with me, to verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. And then the king will say to those on His right hand, "Come, you, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The door of redemption will close at the rapture of the church for those remaining who heard the gospel and rejected it. The door of redemption will close at Christ's appearing for those living during the tribulation years. Do you know anyone who's not a believer? Of course you do. We all do. Tell them now while they can receive it. You have a great day.